The latest attacks, which took place within an hour of each other, follow the hijacking Wednesday of a Malaysian tanker with 39 crew members aboard. Six ships have now been seized by pirates in the Gulf of Aden between Somalia and Yemen in the past month. Andrew Mwangura of the East Africa Seafarers Assistance Program in Kenya said the three most recent attacks were likely carried out by the same group of Somali pirates.
We think this must be the same group because the most apparent they use is the same. I think this must be the so-called sovereign marine. We haven't made any communication today. We're waiting to do it later in the evening.
An official with the International Maritime Bureau in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Noel Chung, said there were 19 crew members aboard the Japanese ship. The number on the Iranian boat is unknown. Chung said an international naval task force operating in the region had been notified. The Malaysian ship, hijacked on Wednesday, is thought to be headed toward the town of Ail, a base for pirates in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland, in the north of Somalia. Piracy has long been a major problem in the Gulf of Aden, where a busy shipping corridor connecting the Indian Ocean with the Red Sea passes by a lawless Somalia, which has been without a central government since 1991. In a potentially lucrative enterprise, pirates regularly seize cargo ships and their crew, demanding ransom payments. Earlier this month, Thai and Nigerian ships were hijacked. A Japanese vessel was seized in July. The threat of piracy has also complicated the delivery of humanitarian aid to Somalia, where lawlessness and banditry have made overland transport increasingly difficult. Over 1 million people have been displaced by a conflict between the struggling provisional government, backed by Ethiopian troops, and Islamist-led insurgents in what UN officials have called Africa's worst humanitarian crisis. The UN Security Council voted in June to allow international warships to go after pirates operating in Somalia's waters, but there has so far been little increase in the international naval presence. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.